We're learning Mishnah Yuma Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning from a two dots in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah said, "Parsu Sadin Shalbutz." Now the Kohen Gadol is ready to go to the mikvah. They spread out curtains of linen to fitznius, so no one should see the Kohen Gadol. He's on the roof; everyone would see him. So they put on. They spread around this Sadin Shalbutz. Maishto Shalbutz, why did it have to be dafka linen? It's Maishto in the Mishnah, you couldn't just put any type of curtain. It had to be a curtain dafka from linen. What's the reason? Because the Omer Rav Kahana, like Rav Kahana said on the next the Mishnah later on, that says there, by the second tefillah, that they spread out a curtain made out of linen. So Rav Kahana said, what's the pshat? This yakir shavayidah siyayim b'gdibutz, to remember that today's avayda is done with linen clothing, with the b'gdibutz, with the four begadim, not the gold begadim. Hakanami, here also, Shiyaka Shavayas Yom Vigdabuz. Here, the first tefillah also, we spread out these curtains in order to remind him that today's Avodah is not done only with Big Day Zav, it's done also with Big Day Butz. Tosfos already asked, the why Taka the Rav Kahana say it to the next Mishnah? Why didn't he say it in this Mishnah? Why didn't he say, like it says over there, it's Kesh Yaka. Should have said over here. So Tosfos explains why. One of the two tomorrow that you would, the next one's a bigger Chiddush. You would think by now he already picked it up. That is Big Day Butz. Even then, you have to still spread out curtains of Big Day Butz. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. The Mishnah Vayta is to go further on the Avodas of Yom Kippurim, how the Seder of the day, the schedule of the day for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So this is, again, we're talking about the first tefillah. We just find out that it's light outside, time to do the Talmud. 40 to the Talmud, he has to do a tefillah. This first tefillah is Bechoyel, is on top of the Shar HaMayim. So Pasha took off his clothing, Yorad, he went down into the mikvah, v'taval, and his tovel, Olai came up, v'nestapag, and he dried himself. You see, Klar, you have to dry yourself, not Mishnah wouldn't tell you, v'nestapag. So the Mishnah Melech clears, what's the reason? The reason is because maybe there was some dirt in the water, and that is a chatzitza, you have to dry it off, or even water itself is a chatzitza. And it's a big niddin in the Paiskim and the Achrayim is water a chatzitza, and that's why you have to dry yourself off. I am the Mishnah Melech. Heviuloi Big Day Zav. They brought him now the gold clothing, because the first Big Day Kahuni put on for the day was the gold ones. So Heviuloi Big Day Zav, the Lavash, he put it on, the Kiddush Yodav Raglov, and the Kaddish hands on his feet. This looks like the first Kiddush Yodav Raglov. We have the first Tefillah Rem, we have 5 and 10. So this is the first Kiddush Yodav Raglov. After he got into his Big Day Zav, he was Mekadosh his hands and his feet. Rashi actually says from the Kir, it's a Shikol Tomul, because the Mishnah later on says that on Mem Gimel Beis, that on Yom Kippur, he used the Kitan Shel Zav, he didn't use a Kir. So you have to know if the first one was also from the Kitan Shel Zav, look at Tosfos Yontif and Rishash. Akapon of the Kitan Shel Zav Raglov. Now, Avir Lo Yeis HaTamid, they brought him the Karman Tamid. Kiratzai, he shechted it. But he didn't finish the entire shechita. He only did like the rov of two simanim. He didn't do the whole thing. Why? Because he has to be mekabel of dam. The Kohen Gadol has to do all the avodas in Yom Kippur. So he has to catch the dam. He can't let anything drip on the ground. So he has to right away do the kabbalah. So therefore, mirak acha shechita yodah. Someone else finishes the shechita. Kibel as a dam. He catches the dam. Accepts the dam. Vizarka. And he brings it to the mizbech. And he does the zrika. Spritz on the mizbech. Then, after that, that's the talmud. He did the dam of the talmud. Next comes the ketores. Nichnas lahak the Ktaris Shel Shachar. He goes into the Heichel to do the Ktaris Shel Shachar on the Mzeach HaPnimi, ulhetev as aneiros, and he cleans out the neiros, ulhakar ves roish ves avarim. Then he comes back out and makriv the roish and the avarim of the Tamid. Vachavitim brings the chavitim, that's the karim mincha of the Kohen Gadol, ves hayayin, and the yayin, that's the nesachim. Now, Ktaris, now the Mishnah gives you a few klalim. Ktaris Shel Shachar, like you see, the Ktaris Shel Shachar was you makrev it between the dam and the Ivarim. Somewhere between the Zrikas dam of the Talmud to the Hakrav of the Talmud. So Ben Abayim, the Ktaris was Ben Avarim L'Nesachim, was after the Ivarim, before the Nesachim. And the Mishnah ends off, my Kohen Gadol Zakan Yisnes, Kohen Gadol was older, or he was very particular, Mecham L'Chamin, we warm up water, that's more things right now. You pour into the cold water to take away the chill of the water. It can be very cold early in the morning, the water, and it's Yom Kippur time, it's at the end of the summer, beginning of the fall. It can be very cold, and therefore they pour in hot water into the mikvah to take off the sting of the chill. Zok the Gemara Vayit. Now the first Gemara is going to discuss Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim. Remember, we said there's 10 Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim on Yom Kippur, and which means that every tefillah really should need 2 Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim. Our Mishnah only says one Kiddush Daim Raglayim, which means after they put on the big days of, after they put on the golden clothing of the Kohen Gadol, they did a Kiddush Daim Raglayim. Zok the Gemara, Amru Rabbanu Kamei de Rapapa, the Talmidim said in front of Rapapa, Hod like Rameya, this is not like Rameya, not like Shita of Rameya. Because Rameya Shita is, we have in the Mishnah later on, that when you take off the big days of and you put on the big days of, you need two Kiddush Daim Raglayim there. Rameya said the way you do it is like this. You take off your clothing, you make a Kiddush Daim Raglayim when you have nothing on, and then you get dressed in the Big Lavan and you do another Kiddush Daim Raglayim. That's what Rameya says. Rabbanan say, you first do Kiddush Daim Raglayim, then you take off the Big Zav, you put on the Big Lavan and do Kiddush Daim Raglayim. Basically what we're saying is that according to the Rabbanan, you do the Kiddush Daim Raglayim, both of them when you're dressed. According to Rameya, you do them, one of them without clothing. Agav, the Tais Shonim, he asked Akasha that the fear of Rameya, he says, how can you go into the Azara without any clothing? You have to go to Kiddush Daim Raglayim, Vedekiah. So he says, you cover yourself with something when you do Kiddush Daim Raglayim. But that's because Rameya Rabbanan later on in the Mishnah. Zok the Talmidim, our Mishnah is not like Rameya. Why not? Because according to Rameya, if you're making the first Kiddush Daim Raglayim without clothing, the next one after you put on the Big Lavan, what does that mean? That means that both Kiddush Daim Raglayim are for the Levisha, for the putting on. So for this Big Nizav, you also need two. You also need two. That's what I'm saying. Let's see it inside. I'm Rabbi Akhari Rapapa. Hod lo kare Rameya. This mission is not like Rameya. Dear Rameya, Kivin to Omar, since he said, Trei Kedushi Alevisha Avad Lehu, since Rameya holds both Kiddush Daim Raglayim is on the Levisha, what's the Raya? Because you see, you take off your clothing first, then do Kiddush Daim Raglayim. So Achinami Leva Trei Kedushi Alevisha. Here also, now in Mishnah, you should require two Kiddush Daim Raglayim. When you take off your clothing, do a Kiddush Daim Raglayim, then go to the mikvah, get dressed and put on and do another Kiddush Daim Raglayim. And our Mishnah only says after you get dressed, only says one. So it sounds like our Mishnah is not like Rameya. Omnur Rapapa, Rapapa answered to them, technically speaking, our Mishnah could be the Kuliyama. Omnur Rapapa, Bein le Rabbanan, Bein le Rameya, you could learn, Chad is a Pshita the Big the Kiddush, one Kiddush Daim Raglayim is because I took off Big the Kiddush, the Chad al Visha, one is because I'm putting on Big the Kiddush. So what's the machlekes? So why would one man the arm hold that you do it while you're still closed, and the other man says when he took it off? The makar for kiddush daim v'raglayim, if you one man the arm, at least later on in the gemara, is from this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Upashat." The pasuk says, "Ubar el amoyd." The pashat is big day habad. That's a lavash. V'voy el kares v'nicham sham. V'rochas es besari v'mayim makom kadosh v'lavash es v'gadav. So it says v'pashat, then it says v'rachatz, then it says v'lavash. And more later on, darshins, that's kilu, it says v'pashat v'rachatz, v'rachatz v'lavash. That teaches us the two din rechitza, two din kiddush daim raglayim. So Rameya savar makas pshita levisha. We compare the pshita taking off clothing to levisha. Ma levisha, just like by levisha, first loivish, first you get dressed, v'acham akadish, and that's a cool yama, because the Gemara makes a drasha about that later on. You first get dressed, then you do the Kiddush Daim Raglayim. So af pshita, taking off the clothing, also is paisha, you do the maisa first, acham akadosh. So Rabbi Papa is saying, maybe you could say, that even if you're a mayor, both the mayor and the Rabban agree, that one Kiddush is on the pshita, taking off clothing, and one's on the Levisha. Just the question is when you do it. Rabbi Meir says, just like my Levisha, after the Levisha, you do the Kiddush Daim Raglayim. So pshita also, after you take off the clothing, you make Kiddush Daim Raglayim. Rabbanan Savri, no. Makesh pshita levisha. You make a hekesh pshita to levisha. Ma levisha, just like kishulavash v'kadesh, just like by levisha, while you are dressed, you do the kiddush v'raglayim. Af pshita, when you take it off, also kishulavash v'kadesh. The kiddush v'raglayim is while you're dressed. And that's the machlekes. So what Rapapa is trying to say is that our Mishnah could be Rameya. Aye, Rameya says later on, you do it when you're not wearing clothing. That's a different reason, because you make a hekesh to levisha that's after the maisa. But our Mishnah, that took off Big Dechoyl, so there's no Chiyah Kiddush Daim Raglayim on a Pshita Big Dechoyl, that's just only one Kiddush in our Mishnah. That's what Papa wants to say. It's our Mishnah, Rameya. So I'm really a bottom of our Papa, but the Talmidim answer back to our Papa, it's not true. It's not true what you're saying. That says the first time according to Rameya do two kedushim. You spread out the curtain of linen between the Kohen Gadol and the whole nation. Pashat, he went down v'yor v'taval. The Kohen Gadol went down and he was tovel mistapik and he dries himself. And he puts it on. The kiddush over raglav makes one kiddush. This is the rabbanon shita. And it has to be talking about the first tefillah because it says only one kiddush. So it has to be the first tefillah. That rabbanon say you do one kiddush. And the same bright says Rameya Imer, Pashat v'kiddush. Took off your big dechayel and you went kaddish, you die in regaim, kiddush yod raglav. But yorad, you went down with tovel all over the stapik. You came up and dried yourself. Have you a big day's off? You brought him a big day's off, a lavash, and he put it on the kiddush over raglav. So you see, klar, that Ramey holds that even on the first tefillah, you do two kiddush daim relayim. Why? If it's on the pshita, it's big day chol. So the teretz is that both on the lavisha, that's pshat Rameyer. So he's telling your papa, you're wrong, both pshat Rameyer. So our papa answers, on blue, tanya. We have a brisa, it's good. We have a brisa. Our papa's saying like this, our mishnah is not a raya. Because in our Mishnah, we can learn that it's, like we just said, like it's a hekesh. But the Braisa says clearly that you do it even the first tefillah is two kiddushim. If so, it must be, you're right, that it's both on the Levisha, not on the Pshita. So Gemara says now like this, Bishlam l'Rameyer, Hainu Mishkachas la'asor kiddushim. We said there's 10 kiddush d'Rameyer every single day in Kippur. So fear Rameyer, it's very geshmak. The first time you get dressed, put on your big dizav, two kiddushim. Then you switch to Big Day Lavan, two Kedushim. You switch back to Big Day Zav, two Kedushim. Back to Big Day Lavan, two Kedushim. Back to Big Day Zav, two Kedushim. That's altogether 10. But according to Rabbanon, you only have 9, because the first time you only have 1. The first time you only have 1. So Bishlam L'Rameya, Hanimash Kachas La'asar Kedushim. El Rabbanon, Tisha Hava, it's only 9. And for the Gemara, Amri Lucha Rabbanon, Kedusha Basra, you do a last Kiddush. Kipasha Big Day Kiddush, we take off the last time the Big Day is off to put on Big Day Chayil, Blavu Jay Chayil, Avali Hasa, we do a Kiddush there. And it's Pasha, really. Rameya holds that Lepshita Nevez Machayev a Kiddush Arglayim. So, of course, the last time you take away Big Day is off, you don't do a Kiddush Arglayim. But going to Rabbanon, Chada Pshita, Chada Lavisha, once for taking off, once putting on. So, the last time I take off my Big Day is off, I make Kiddush Daim Arglayim, and that's where your 10th Kiddush Daim Arglayim is. All the Achronim here, the Shash, the Svasemes, the Svichiz, all ask that it's a very Shvar Havid Gemara, because really it's a first Mishadav Ayin that that's what they did. It says, that at the last thing you do kiddush daim raglayim. It says you bring a tovet shel. It says all the whole process. You bring all the kabbonis. It says nichas lahaklik tayrus of an avayim ulhetav zaneiris v'kiddush yodav v'raglav u'pashat heviulay big de'atzmai v'lavash. It says klar that they did kiddush. It says klar the last thing kiddush yodav v'raglav heviulay big de'atzmai. So it's the first of mishnah. What was the half meaning gemara? So I think one of the mayor Shah says it must not be girls the mishnah later on. Kiddush yodav v'raglav over there.
What?
No, the svar is, that's a pshita. That's where it's going. That's a pshita. Take you off. Because if one whole chad a pshita, chad a lavisha, that's the svar. But Shah, what's the half meaning of the Gemara? So the all terutzim, siyachitz has two terutzim. Either teachers has to be in v'koidesh. Different terutzim, ayin sham, akaponim. This is the five tefillos of the svar kedushin. And tomorrow we're going to bring from the psukim and achrei mois, the whole sugya. If anyone wants to look over the beginning of the parasha achrei mois, kedai before tomorrow, staff, daf lam vez.